Blog Talk Radio.
Speak.
Hallelujah. 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 How many of us need the Holy Spirit right now? Hallelujah. To just fall fresh. Thank you, Jesus. See, we know when the Holy Spirit falls fresh, we know that there's yokes that are broken. Hallelujah. Deliverance comes. Hallelujah. Strongholds are broken. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We need your Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Fall, Holy Spirit, on each and every person that's listening in right now. Hallelujah. So our minds, our spirits, our hearts, our soul can be open to what you said. Fall fresh, Holy Spirit. Do what only you can do. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, know that when the Spirit falls, there's power. There's deliverance, there's breakthrough, there's anointing, there's love, there's compassion, there's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I tell you, I need the Spirit of God right now. I need the Spirit of God to fall right now in my life or my situation or my circumstances. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God is quickened or when it falls, things start to happen. People of God, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's a powerful song. It will send you right into worship. It'll send you right in a place with God where you can just pull on him. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I could just stay in this place because I tell you, the Holy Spirit is everything. That's a manifestation of God right now in this time. Hallelujah. And he leads and guides us in everything that we do. We need him to fall fresh. We need to pull on God that our spirit can be quickened. We need to feed in our spirit like we're doing now. Feed in that Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God for today. Hallelujah. I think it's an amazing song. It's so awesome. And I just praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for allowing me the opportunity to be on this line once again. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Blog Talk Radio's weekly word workout with yours truly, Lady T. I thank you for tuning in tonight for a word from God. Hallelujah. I thank God for my ACC beauties that's tuning in with us tonight. I thank you, ladies, for your support. Hallelujah. I give honor to the head of MCI Blog Talk Radio Station, Apostle and Pastor McNeil. Hallelujah. I give honor to my husband, Bishop Thurman Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries, located at 1921 Darby Town Road, is in Henrico, Virginia, 23231. Services are held at 12:30 on Saturdays. Hallelujah. I tell you guys to come out there and just hear a word from the Lord and just enter into the presence of the Lord. It's a mighty move of God in the ministry. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, there's plenty of word on this station. I mean, we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Hallelujah, where you get your hour of power. Hallelujah, where you get the word broken down to you precise and right. Hallelujah, where you can get in and feed off the word, where your faith can grow, because we know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing what the word of God. Hallelujah, this is a time where you got to come on this line and receive this word and understand what God is saying to the church and to the nation right now. Hallelujah, and as the body of Christ, we got to come on and support each other. Iron sharpening iron. Amen. And we also have our Sunday morning worship service at 9 a.m. with the all-powerful Apostle McNeil. Hallelujah. If you want to hear a word from the Lord on a Sunday morning and you're in the presence of your own home, hallelujah, where you can kick back, relax, and just let the word, just feast off of the word and just let it saturate in your spirit, hallelujah, you definitely need to come onto the station all of those days and get your Sunday morning worship at 9 o'clock. The woman of God is a powerhouse, and she definitely hears from the Lord. Hallelujah. So I just thank God where you have all joined us tonight for a word. Hallelujah. So let's just bow our head and get into a little prayer for the moment and before we actually get started. Father God, hallelujah, God, we just thank you. It's us again, your humble servants just coming before you. Father God, not asking you for anything, but thanking you, Lord, for everything. Thanking you for your goodness. Thanking you for your kindness, your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you would just hide me behind the shadows of your cross. Father God, no nerves, no fears, no anxieties. Only the Holy Spirit step forth right now. None of me, Father God, but all of you. Father God, I ask that this word come forth right now through my belly and let it be a wisdom unto the people of God. Hallelujah. Let it be edifying to the body of Christ and glorifying to you, God. Let your people be blessed by the word. Hallelujah. Let them receive what thus said the Lord. Father God, open their minds right now. Hallelujah. Open their hearts. Hallelujah. Let them not just hear what thus said the Lord, but let them receive what you're saying, what you're speaking right now. Father God, do what only you can do. Hallelujah. And we thank you. And in all that we do, Father God, we'll be all so careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, people of God, look, grab your coffee, your tea, soda, water, whatever you have there, and let's talk about the word of God. Let's break down what God is saying to us, to the church. Now, tonight we have a light and, I pray, encouraging word. So if you would be so kind as to turn with me to St. John chapter 7, starting at verse 37, and we'll be ending at verse 39. I don't believe the Lord will have me before you long, but just in case, I want you all to get comfortable. Hallelujah. So we can move forward in what God is saying. Let's see, 37, verse 37 says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. People of God, while we're breaking down or teaching or talking about the word of God, I want you to keep my subject in mind. And the subject for today's teaching is only for the thirsty. For those that like to take notes, let me repeat again what the subject is for today. The subject is only for the thirsty. Have you ever been really, really thirsty? Your lips go dry and start cracking. Your tongue starts to swell a little, making talking difficult. You feel a headache coming on and your body gets sluggish from a loss of energy. Your mouth, throat gets dry and scratchy. You don't just want a glass of water to quench your thirst. You, at that point, need a glass of water. However, people of God, our spirits may start to experience some of these same symptoms, spiritually speaking, after periods of time without any of our living water. Now, the scriptures contain the words of Christ and are a reservoir of living water to which we have ready access and from which we can drink deeply and long. It means we can have as much as we like for how long we like. You and I must look to and come into Christ, who is the fountain of the living water. Now, we must do this by reading and studying and searching and feasting upon the words of Christ as contained in the Holy Scriptures. See, by doing so, we can receive both spiritual direction and protection during our mortal journey. See, through normal activities each day, you and I lose a substantial amount of water that constitutes so much of our physical bodies. Thirst is a demand by the cells of our body for water, and the water in our bodies must replenish daily. I'm going to say that again. The waters in our body must replenish daily. See, the same thing is true spiritually. See, spiritual thirst is a need for living water. A constant flow of living water is far superior to, you know, sporadic sipping, reading your Bible every now and then, or looking into God, or getting on your knees or praying before God, or searching the Word of God every now and then. See, are you and I reading and studying and searching the Scriptures in a way that enables us to hold fast to the rod of iron? Or are you and I merely just clinging on? Are you and I pressing forward towards the fountain or the fountain of living water where we would never thirst again? People of God, I need you to understand this word is only for the thirsty. Now, the Bible tells us in verse 37 says, in the last day, that great day of feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He is talking about coming unto him. He's talking about believing in him. He is talking about surrendering all unto him, living for him. See, the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 30 says, Jesus tells us, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He is saying in this verse, if you want to truly live, come unto me, desiring earnestly the best gift. He will show you a more excellent way. If you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. People of God, he is saying, I have everything you need to fulfill you. Come to me and you will never thirst again. I will give you peace that passes all understanding. See, you could never be more hungry or more thirsty than God can feed you. Because it is a promise from God, people of God. The Bible teaches us in the Gospel of Matthew, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be fed. Jesus is saying it is available to do is wanted. All you have to do is desire it. All you have to do is receive it. All you have to do is come unto him, come unto Jesus and drink. He said, if any man thirst. He didn't say it. He didn't say if you cross every I and dot every T. He didn't say if you don't smoke or if you don't drink. He said, he didn't say if you are clean or you don't do any things. He is saying, no, he's saying if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. That means come as you are. You can't get good, people of God, and come to God. You have to come to God to get good. Let me say it again. You can't get good and come to God. You have to come to God to get good. See, so many of us feel that we're not worthy to be in the presence of God, or we're not worthy to come to him and drink, or we're not worthy to be blessed by God, or we're not worthy for our quench, or worthy to quench our thirst. But if you are here on this line, he must be calling you whether you feel worthy or not, because the only way to the Father is that the Spirit draws you. Which means if you're on this line today trying to hear a word from God, that the Spirit is drawing you, and he is saying unto you, look, if any man thirst, he says, if you are thirsty, if you need anything, if you want this life for real, I need you to come unto me. If the Spirit of God drew you to this line tonight, people of God, you are worthy. I don't know why, God. If the Spirit of God had you to listen in and continue to come, you are worthy. Don't feel like that you are less than what God could use. Don't feel like that you are not capable of God using you for whatever your background is or whatever you may be caught up in. Because he said, if any man. So you have to understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. See, some of us feel we want to drink, but we're not ready to give up our lives. But we must understand that without Jesus, we have no lives. The verse says, in the last days. We are in the last days, and I know you've been hearing this forever, which means if you've been hearing this for the last 20 years, you're 20 years closer to the end of time. The Bible says we must work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. Jesus took a stand. He cried out, hallelujah. This verse says, he cried out asking the people of God, or the people rather. He said, look, if you thirsty, if you're lacking anything, or if you need life everlasting, if you want to see how this thing works for real, or if you want to truly see how to live and live abundantly, or how to live and live life to the fullest in God. He said, come unto me and drink. I have something for you. I can help you, hallelujah, with your walk. I can help you with this mortality that you're living in, hallelujah. I can help you get through this life until you get into your next life, your real life. If you come unto me, hallelujah, if you're thirsty, he said, all those that are thirsty, he said, you thirst, hallelujah, any man. Jesus said, come unto me and drink. He said in verse 38, he said, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He that believeth on me, hallelujah, he that believeth on me, in order to be saved, you got to believe that Jesus is who God said he is, and God did what he said he did. Hallelujah. See, when you start to believe, you are entering to salvation, and once you're into salvation, the Spirit is quickened. He said, he that believeth on me, he is talking about receiving the Holy Spirit. See, once you start to believe in on God, once you start to believe on Jesus, hallelujah, then you become saved, and you become a part of the children of God, and your spirit is quickened, hallelujah. It comes to life,
Hallelujah. Now, once you start believing on him and you start getting into his word and you start receiving his word and you start living his word and you start understanding his word and you start pondering in his word and you start letting the word be a part of your life and you start letting that thing get into your spirit. He that believeth on me, he's talking about us that receive the Holy Spirit, us that stay in his faith, us that keep in his word. He said, every time you open your mouth, there will be a flow of the Holy Spirit planting or watering seeds. So that God can give the increase. Every time something comes out of your mouth, every time you open your mouth, it's the Holy Spirit that's speaking through you. It's planting in it. It's watering seeds. See, when you are fed by the Holy Spirit, it's a flow that comes out. Hallelujah. See, when you're letting the Spirit, the Holy Spirit lead and guide your life. And when you're being led by the Spirit of God, the Word of God, hallelujah, it's a flow that comes out. See, if there is no flow, then you have not been feasting in God. You have not been feasting in the Word of God. You have not been feasting in the Spirit of God. You have not been feasting in the things of God. Or you are doubting him. If you believe and the word falls on good ground, then it will cause the flow. Hallelujah. See, once the Holy Spirit comes in, once you started to get into God's word, it said, he that believeth on me. See, he's talking about those, hallelujah, that actually came to him, those that actually that he called out and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He's talking to those that came unto him and that drunk, hallelujah, that got into his word, that started to understand who he is by the word of God, that started to meditate on his word day and night, that started to believe, hallelujah, and who and what he is. He said, those, hallelujah, received the Holy Spirit. And as you continue to feed on his word, hallelujah, as you continue to stay in his word, as you continue to stay in his faith, it causes a flow. And then it goes on to say in verse 38, as the scripture hath said. See, this verse says, as the scripture has said. See, all that we say must line up with the scripture. Hallelujah. Scripture, the word of God is the flow. The scripture of God are the rivers of flowing water. The word that you're meditating on, when you're coming on this line every day and you're receiving the word of God and it's getting into your spirit, hallelujah, that's that living water. You're receiving the living water of God, hallelujah. And then when you go out and you speak, when you let the Holy Spirit speak through you, now you're beginning to flow. Hallelujah. So the scriptures of God is life. Life will flow out of your belly. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. That's living water. I am the head and not the tail. Living water. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Living water. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all will be added unto you. People of God, that's living water. I am a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, living water. Hallelujah. Once the living water starts to get inside of you and once it starts to fester and starts to marinate in your spirit, hallelujah, once you start to live, hallelujah, that word, and once you start to understand exactly what you're putting inside of you, what water you're drinking, hallelujah, and you start to understand I have power and authority over the devil, that's living water, hallelujah, we start to understand that we, hallelujah, what we're consuming, the word of God. See, this word is only for the thirsty. This is only for the ones who truly want it for real. See, I'm not talking about the people who want to play church. You just keep on playing church. I'm talking about the ones who are the church. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. I'm talking to the ones who trust God in spite of. I'm talking to the ones that has been knocked down but still got back up. I'm talking to the ones who got bad news but made up in their mind that I will believe the report of the Lord. I'm talking to the ones who life just doesn't make sense but still believe that all things work out for the good. I'm talking to the ones that struggle just to make it day to day but still say yes. Will I trust him? I'm talking to the ones whose child is on drugs or have unwanted pregnancy. But see, I would bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I'm talking to the thirsty today. Because if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, hallelujah, I don't know where I would be. If it had not been for him saying, hey, all that are thirsty, come on to me. I'm talking to you tonight because this word is for the thirsty. See, the devil should have taken us out when he had the chance. But see, he don't mess up because he let us get thirsty and drink. See, he don't mess up because he let us see the power in drinking. Hallelujah. See, people will start to say that you've changed. They'll start to see that you talk different. But you will let them know, like Bishop Hines says, I have not changed. My conversation has changed. When I speak, it's changed. Hallelujah. See, I speak no more death. He said, my conversation has changed. What I speak has changed. See, I now have the word of God in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. See, I speak no more death. Out of my belly now flow rivers of living water. See, when my conversation is living water, you can't get mad at me because what I speak is truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Studying the word of God is consuming the living water. Hallelujah. We have to study the word of God. You know, we have to understand that the word of God is the flow of God. See, like we're on this line right now. We're in a flow. Hallelujah. We're in the flow of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We're trying to get ourselves in a position where we can see and hear what God is saying unto us. Get ourselves in a position to understand, hallelujah, what he did when he said, come, all that are thirsty. Come unto me and drink. Hallelujah. People of God, we have to continually be thirsty. We have to continually seek the word of God for our lives. We have to continually stay in the word of God. We have to continually consume the living water because without it, we start to dry up. We start to feel some type of way. We start to do things that are not, hallelujah, of God. See, as long as we're consuming, hallelujah, that water, as long as we're feeding the spirit that's within us, as long as our soul is being fed, hallelujah, then we understand that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. When you go to minister to someone, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. When you go to give the word of God, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When you go to bow on your knees to pray to God, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When you go to just speak to someone, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But understand, as I always say, this is a covenant. because he said, he that believeth on me. Hallelujah. So you can read this word all day. All day long. You know the Bible from the beginning to the end. But if you're not believing by faith what's in the Bible, then all you're doing is reading it. It's null and void. You will not have rivers of living water flowing from you, because the Bible said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, based on what the scripture has said, on who he is, hallelujah, what God did, based on the scripture, hallelujah, everything that we do is based on the scripture, hallelujah. The word that we read and that we come in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, this is living water, people of God. This is not just a mere book that we're reading and we're giving you insight on the story. This is living water. This is a word for you to receive in your spirit. This is a word that will change your life. This is a word that would give you life. This is a word that will cause things to move in your life. This is a word that will give you exactly what you're seeking for. Hallelujah. This is a word only for the thirsty. See, in order to drink, hallelujah, in order to come unto him, he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Are you thirsty today? And if you are thirsty, what are you thirsting for? Hallelujah. What are you thirsting? Are you thirsting for a better relationship with God? Are you thirsting to be able to get into the Word of God and it just comes off at the page of the? Are you thirsty for a fresh anointing? Are you thirsty to get in the place with God where you understand exactly what you purposed for? Hallelujah. We should all be praying for understanding of our thirst, because if you're thirsting for anything other than, hallelujah, other than Jesus, other than the Word of God, hallelujah, then nothing is going to flow out of your belly. We have a lot of saints. We have a lot of Christians that we're just churchgoers. We're just pew holders. Hallelujah. But this is so much bigger than just going to church. It's so much bigger than church being the latest fad. This is real. This is Jesus. Jesus is alive. He's real. Hallelujah. And he's saying to you today, come, come on to me. Come, come, come. Drink what I have. Hallelujah. Let me fill you up. Let me keep refilling you. You can never ask me for too much because I have more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying to us today, are you thirsty? Because this here is only for the thirsty. And if you are thirsty, what are you thirsting for? Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 39 is, it says, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, all of these things that come after, that come after you have received the Holy Spirit, which at that point had not come yet, because Jesus had not ascended to the Father. But Acts 2 tells us, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Hallelujah. So people of God, what we have to understand is that it had not come at this point when they were speaking, but it is here now. All you have to do is believe and receive God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit in you can be quickened. When your soul is born again, when you ask God to come in, when you drink, hallelujah, because you're thirsty, the Holy Spirit is quickened inside. Hallelujah. So people of God right now, hallelujah, if you're thirsty and you know you want God, and but you just have not received him yet, you don't know what it is to drink from Jesus or to get into his word or to let, hallelujah, the living water flow from your belly. If you're not sure what it is to believe and have salvation, hallelujah, but you know it's something that you want. You know that you want, hallelujah, to come unto him because you're thirsty. You want to come and drink. You want to get into his word and be filled. You want to receive the Holy Spirit. You want, hallelujah, for things to flow in your life. You want for when you open your mouth, living water is what comes out. If you know that you want this, but you're not quite there yet. Hallelujah. You know that it's there and it's real and it's true, and you know that you just gotta have it, but you don't know how to get it. I need you to repeat this prayer after me, because the start of receiving, hallelujah, the start of drinking, the start of understanding, the start of flowing, it comes with believing. It comes with salvation. Hallelujah. So I need you to bow your heads, and I need you to just repeat this after me, and I need you to understand and open your minds and heart, and I need you to talk to God for real. To dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you through my life. Show me how to drink of this fountain that you are. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So if you have prayed that prayer with me, hallelujah, and you are seeking God to do some things, you need to consider yourself to just have received salvation. You have just come unto him. You just said, I'm thirsty, and I'm ready to drink. Hallelujah. And now you got to find yourself a Bible-based church. You got to find yourself where you can be fed, where your spirit can be fed. You come back onto Blog Talk Radio. You come on and let your spirit receive everything. Keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking. And next thing you know, you're going to realize that when you open your mouth, that outflows rivers of living water. Keep in mind, this is only for the thirsty. So how many of us out there are thirsty today? Hallelujah. How many of us out there is getting into our word? And if you wasn't thirsty, you're thirsty now. Hallelujah. You got the desire to get into the word of God. Get an understanding on what God is saying. Hallelujah. Drink. Hallelujah. Drink. 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 Hallelujah. This word is only for the thirsty. You got to drink and keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking. So when you open your mouth, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is what's speaking. Because it's a flow, people of God. It's a flow. Hallelujah. So as we close out tonight, I want you to keep in mind, this word is only for the thirsty. And if you wasn't thirsty when you came on, I pray that God has put a thirst in you now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the word that you have brought forth today. God, we thank you for how you're moving. Father God, we thank you for just dealing with our spirit on our thirst, Father God, and dealing with us on coming before you and laying before you and getting into your word, building a relationship with you, Father God, dealing with us on how to receive what thus said the Lord. Father God, a lot of us don't know how to drink from your fountain. A lot of us don't know how to drink from your reservoir. A lot of us don't know how that you know or know that you have a fountain that never runs out. God, let us understand who you are and what you're saying. Let us understand that our thirst can be quenched. Let us understand that you are that living water. Hallelujah. That you are the word, that you are John 1:1. Hallelujah. And as long as we continue to drink you, as long as we continue to come on the line and receive you and receive your word, that when we open our mouth, rivers of living water shall flow. Father God, I thank you again for this word that you have brought forth in Jesus' name. I thank you for how you have set this word in the spirits and the heart of your people. Lord, continue to move on this line in each and every person's life. Lord, give them the desires of their heart, because you said if we delight ourselves in you, that you'll give us the desires of our hearts. Father God, no hurt, no pain, no frustration, no anything that's going to cause us to not be in you. We bind it up spirits right now. The spirit of insecurity, the spirit of lack of, the spirit of not being enough, the spirit of not being worthy, the spirit of not thinking that you can do it. Father God, we bind that spirit up right now because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father God, we're thirsty. We're thirsty for your word, and we're looking to be filled. Lord, in all that we do, but we also careful to give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless each and every one of you. We thank you again for coming on to Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or concerns, if you want something that you want to talk about specifically, email me, www.orkot.ladyt@gmail.com. So that's www.workout.ladyt@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Send an email. Anything you want to talk about, we'll bring it up on this line. Hallelujah. We'll talk about it because we know that iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. And if you wanted to sow into the ministry, if it's been a blessing to you, you can send a cash app to $Thelma, T-H-E-L-M-A, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E. Hallelujah. So we thank you again for tuning in to MCI Blog Talk Radio. I need you to tune in on Friday because we have Fresh Fire on Fridays with Pastor McNeil, and I'm telling you it's going to be a word from the Lord. Thanks again, people of God, for tuning in. I love you. Be blessed. Good night.